Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
I am so pleased to have in studio again Pastor Kurt from Hillcrest Be Free Church in Seward. This week, we're talking about preparing our heart during this Advent season. We've talked from Galatians 4:4, but when the time has fully come, God sent His Son. Pastor Kurt, you've shared about the right time, the right place, but today, tell us about Jesus coming from the right people and the significance of that.
Yes, the scriptures are kind of strange in this way. We don't think like a Hebrew mindset, which is you're known by your family, your heritage. But the scriptures have laid out a heritage for Jesus that if you were to read it in part, it makes no sense at all. You go to that section in Genesis where we like to skip over the begats.
All the begats, right?
Yes, the begats. And then you realize the form of those begats is that so-and-so had a son, and then he had many other children. And then that son had a son, and then he had many other children. It's a strange way to know your heritage is from one out of many to one out of many to one out of many to one out of many. And then it stops at the end of Genesis, and we don't know where it's headed until we get to Matthew chapter 1. And again, Matthew starts with a series of begat, where it came from one to one to one to one. So the idea of the Savior coming is from a prepared line.
That is such a redemptive plan, and that's for you and me. It's not just a story, and we can get so accustomed during the Christmas season being in routine. But I love what you're sharing with us this week from Galatians 4:4, that God was so intentional that at the right time, at the right place, and Jesus came from the right people. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Jesus coming with the right purpose as we prepare our hearts for Christmas.